I am joined in the studio with a couple of special guests this morning to discuss a special event that's happening at the DeVos Art Museum. If we can begin with Emily, could you introduce yourself for us?
Hi, I'm Emily Lanto. I'm the Curator of Collections and Outreach at the DeVos Art Museum.
Yeah, welcome to Studio A this morning.
And
thanks. Then down the line, we also have Darlene.
My name is Darlene Wiesinger, and I'm a volunteer for Lake Superior Life Care and Hospice, and especially our program, Adult Day Services.
Yeah, so it's great to have you both in here this morning talking about what the collaboration is with the DeVos and the Marquette Adult Day Services. Talking a bit about helping use art to help with patients with Alzheimer's and dementia. Can we speak a little bit about that in general?
Yeah, sure. So this program was really spearheaded by Darlene. She has a real interest in the work that Marquette Adult Day Services does, and she started to do some research and found Angel Duncan. And Angel Duncan has an extensive background in counseling, family therapy, art therapy, and neurosciences, and she led a nationwide art therapy program, Memories in the Making.
Okay.
And so she'll be coming here to do a training at the museum on Thursday, May 10th. And it'll be an all-day training from 9 in the morning until 4 p.m.
Wow.
So this will really benefit not only our docent volunteers, but people who have Alzheimer's or dementia or can now utilize art as a therapy in these public spaces.
Wow, that's super. So that's going to be something that a lot of people can take away from, whether they have somebody maybe in their immediate family who has one of those conditions or knows somebody else and is looking for maybe a way to give some outreach for that person to help with communication.
Of course.
Like that.
And these experiences are often transformational. Mm. And so it's one of the things that we're really looking forward to, it being able to increase our capacity and our audience in the community and to offer something that is really a huge help.
Awesome. That's very good. Now, is this something that the DeVos Art Museum has done before with Marquette Adult Day Services?
We've worked with Marquette Adult Day Services in the past, never achieving a sort of certification level. We do lead programs for many different community groups, and that's something that I'm really passionate about, is being able to use art as an educational tool for students across campus and lifelong students in the community. So we're really looking forward to increase our offerings with this program.
Very nice. That sounds like it's going to be a great program. Now, Darlene, could you tell us a little bit about what kind of events are going to be happening as part of this?
Okay. First of all, I just really want to thank the DeVos Museum and Melissa Matusek-Allen for being on my committee, because basically when this first started, I'm not an art expert, to say the least, and so I always go to the expert in the areas that I want to work with. And so Melissa at the DeVos and Tina Harris at the City Marquette Arts and Culture Center, those two entities obviously are the experts in the art area. So this little program that I thought was going to be little, having a little art show, has turned into a two-day event, which I'm so grateful for.
It's one of those things that's nice when it snowballs, I'm sure.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm very pleased and appreciative of the input that these two agencies have had in promoting the Adult Day Services program within the Lake Superior Life Care and Hospice. That is one of our programs. Mm-hmm. And I just was so impressed with the work that our participants provide. And they get to go 3 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays from 11 to 4. And they are involved with artwork. They do singing. They have people come in and read. They do bingo. They have field trips all over the community. And just it's a socializing event for them, mm-hmm. but an educational component to it also. And so I just was very impressed when I saw their artwork. And so I suggested to Sue, our CEO, that I could chair an art show. And so that is going to take place on Friday, May 11th at the Market Regional History Center from 6 to 8. And we just have a wonderful program in store for the folks. They can look at the artwork and hopefully buy the artwork, and that entails paintings. We've got ceramics. We've got silks that are just absolutely beautiful, and kites, and also note cards, which the folks can buy. And we've also have part of our fundraising is we have baskets that people can bid on.
Oh.
And so we've got all kinds of goodies waiting for folks.
Yeah.
But part of our program that Friday evening is we are going to be honoring Miriam Hilton, who is co-founder of the Adult Day Services program.
Okay.
Which we are just so happy to do. And also the mayor is declaring Lake Superior Adult Day Services the whole month of May. There, he's going to be there to read the proclamation,
wow.
which we are very
wow,
happy
that's
about.
Super.
And then Angel will be giving a presentation also. So we have a full evening. And also we've got, we will be serving wine. And we have a lot of hors d'oeuvres that the community has donated. So it's just a fun-filled 2 hours.
Yeah, that sounds like a super time for a really good cause. Mm-hmm. And we can mention, too, the show definitely is a fundraiser for the Marquette Adult Day Services. And that's, again, Friday, May 11th. What time does that start?
From 6 p.m. until 8 p.m.
6 to 8 p.m., okay. Mm-hmm. And then you can kind of plan your evening ahead with the wine and hors d'oeuvres and everything, and plan to purchase some art, some really nice and different varieties of artwork that'll be on display also for sale. Everything benefiting a fundraiser for the ADS.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we're right on target. I set up 4 goals at the beginning of the program, and that was basically to raise funds for our Adult Day Service program. And 0% fundraising cost to our agency, which is very important. We are a nonprofit agency, so there's not, you know, a lot of money in the pot. So that's one of our goals is 0% fundraising cost. And to educate the community on the Adult Day Services program. Mm-hmm. There are some folks out there that do not know about the program. So that was one of my goals. And the fourth goal was community collaboration. And we've just had an awesome result for that. Just a tremendous appreciation for our community to come through for this program.
Well, and it's great to see the two entities able to come together, the Marquette Adult Day Services and the DeVos Art Museum here on the campus of Northern Michigan University. Coming together for that special one evening pop-up show. It's going to feature artwork by ADS patients, and that'll be happening at the Marquette Regional History Center Friday, May 11th from 6 to 8 p.m. Again, a fundraiser for the ADS. Darlene and Emily, is there anything else that you guys would like to add about the experience of bringing this all together?
Well, it's been tremendous. It's been a very flexible a couple months here putting this together. Mm-hmm. But everyone, you know, has worked as a team and very appreciative, and especially of our sponsors. They have just come through for us. And we will have every one of our sponsors listed. We've probably got about 35, 40 sponsors right now. So I won't name them on the air, but we will have everyone listed on our program for the evening. And just very generous. Our community has been very generous.
Excellent. And that's been my experience hearing different interviews, too, is that we have a really great community and they're very generous as well. So it's good to hear that that's continuing.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Right. Thank you so much for having us, Kurt. I
absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Yep,
yes.
It's been a pleasure to have you both here again talking about the Marquette Adult Day Services, their pop-up art show happening Friday evening, May 11th from 6 to 8 p.m. Thanks again.
Yeah, thank you.
You.